Daf is Daf Mem Hey. We got to the bottom of Mem Dal and Beis, very involved sugya here about being mechalal meiser sheni and slaim and dinarim. So we have to review just quickly yesterday's Daf, the end of it about this Mishnah that the Beis Shammai says lo yasa adam slaim dinar zahav. A person cannot make the silver coins; he cannot be mechalal onto gold coins. And Beis Hillel says a person can be mechalal silver onto gold. And the Gemara said there's a machlokas how to understand this. Machlokas. So was it that the machlokas existed only silver coins on gold coins? But fruit onto gold coins everyone would allow, because everyone thinks gold with respect to fruit, gold would be considered coins. And the other opinion thinks that, no, the machlokas even exists, having fruit being mechalal on gold coins, that also is going to be a machlokas, because Beis Shammai thinks gold is always considered peros, it's never considered coins. That was the debate of how to understand machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So the Gemara at the end of Mem Dal and Beis wants to suggest that Tistayim, let's conclude, the Rabbi Yochanan who damarein mechalan. Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion who thinks that fruit cannot be mechalal onto dinarizav, onto gold, because he assumes that that gold is considered fruit in all circumstances. How do we know this? How does he know that Rabbi Yochanan is his opinion? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Aser lilvos dinar bin dinar." You cannot borrow money, gold, in return for another gold. Why? So look what Rashi says on the top of Memhe. "Aser lilvos dinar bin dinar shema yokiru v'yavoli de ribis." Now it might go up in value. So if I borrow gold from you now, today's $100, and I return it back to you in 2 weeks, it's worth $120. But I give you the same gold coins, so that's going to be a problem of ribis. So the Gemara says, dinar demai. What's the dinar? What type of coin is this? Right now the Gemara doesn't know which type of metal. So ilay madinar shokasef, bedinar shokasef, if you think, referring to silver coins, legabi nafshi mikul mandamar lav tivahavi, does anybody think that silver coins, relative to itself, is not considered money? Of course. You could borrow a $100 bill for a $100 bill in return. That's okay. Money for money is never ribbis, if it's the same exact money. So it can't be talking about dinar bekesef. Ela, pshita, dinar shazav, bedinar shazav. It must be referring to you borrow gold coins and you return back the same amount of gold coins. And we see that there's a concern of ribis. How come? I gave the same coin you gave me. It must be that we view gold as peros, as a commodity, which does go up in value. So I borrowed something with a certain value and I returned it at a different value. That would be ribis. So we see Rabbi Yochanan must be the author that says that gold is always considered peros. The Gemara still wants to clarify, Ulaman, who does this hold like? That you cannot borrow gold for in return for gold. Ila Beis Hillel, if this refers to Beis Hillel, Hai Amri Tivi Havi. We said yesterday that Beis Hillel assumes that gold is considered coins. You can borrow gold in return for gold. So that can't be with the world of Beis Hillel. This must be referring to Beis Shammai. He does not allow you to borrow gold in return for gold because he views gold as peros. So we see from here that Shema Amina Rabbi Yochanan, who authored this statement, who Damar Ein Mechalin, says just like he says, you can't borrow gold in return for gold because it's peros. So too says you cannot, Rabbi Yochanan understands Beis Shammai, you cannot be mechalal peros onto gold either, because gold there as well is considered peros. You can't be mechalal peros onto peros.
Does that mean that the relative value of gold is because the relative value of gold is changing as compared to silver or copper? Is that the issue?
Exactly.
Is that creating a ribis problem?
Exactly.
The relative value of it. But still, why gold for gold? Why? I mean,
because gold isn't viewed as money.
Just
oil, you know, whatever it is, there's a value, it's a commodity, it goes up in value, however the market defines the value.
Can you look at anything that way?
Well, except for money. I mean, a $100 bill is always a $100 bill. Now, the buying power it has depends on how much commodities are worth. That which changed, how strong the dollar is, depends on commodities, doesn't depend on the dollar changing. The dollar remains the same, that's how the Gemara is assuming how the economy works. The dollar stays the same, but the buying power depends on the commodities that are changing.
Uh-huh. And that's how money worked even in the time of Gemara?
Yeah, that's how it seemed, yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Gemara says, "Lo, you can't bring a proof from this case of borrowing gold for borrowing gold, because lo, yolam, emelach Rabbi Yochanan hu damar mechalin. Maybe really Rabbi Yochanan allows you to take peros and be mechalal it on gold. Gold is considered coins relative to fruit. The shiny halva, so how come it doesn't allow you to borrow gold for gold? So halva is different, why? Kevan de le'inyan mekach u memkar shavinar banan kipir. Since Chachamim, when it comes to buying and selling gold, Chachamim viewed gold as a commodity, as peros, Damrinan ihu nihu de'okir vazil, so that we say that in regard to Mekach HaMemkar, we say that the value goes up and down. That's what Rashi quotes the Mishnah on the beginning of Zahav, that Zahav is kones kesef. If you give gold to the person, that's considered the mashiach of the metaltlin, so now you have to pay the money back of the kesef. So we see Zahav, in some respects, is considered peros. So too, the Gavi Halva, with regards to borrowing and lending, nami pirhavi, we're viewing gold as peros. So I mean, in the world of choshen mishpat, we're viewing gold as a peros. But in the world of Maiser Sheni, we are not viewing gold as peros, we're viewing it as tiva, as coins. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavrit, is also very logical to say, Dichi Asa Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, rather, he came to Babel, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael, saying, Afa Pish Amru Asa Lilvos Dinar Bedinar, even though I hold, you can't lend gold for gold, because we're viewing it as a commodity, Aval Mechal and Maiser Sheni, but with regards to being Mechal, you can be Mechal Peros Alav onto the gold, because in that respect, we view gold as money, Shmamino. Such a distinction exists. Okay. Next line the Gemara tells us, Toshma. Haporet Tzela Mimos Maiser Sheni. What does that mean, Porit Tzela Maiser Sheni? So Rashi explains, if you look at two narrow lines down in Rashi, Haporet Tzela Mimos Maiser Sheni. Mishiyesh Lo Mos Nechoshes. Person has some copper coins. Shel Maiser Sheni. So what happened was, he had Maiser Sheni fruit in his yard, he needed to bring them to Yerushalayim, so he was Mechal them onto Nechoshes. So now he has a bunch of copper coins of Maiser Sheni. Now he wants to transfer it over to a larger silver coin, which is more valuable, because it's a big burden to all the coins. You put them onto one big silver dollar, and that's much easier to schlep up. So that's what a person wants to do. You're trying to put all the coins onto the silver coin. So you're allowed to transfer all the gold, all the copper coins onto the silver coins. That's permitted. So you have to split it up. Some half of it you could put onto the silver, but the other half you have to remain keep as nechoshes. Why? So Rashi explains here, you can only put half it, you can only redeem half of them onto the silver. Sheprutos yotas bishlan. The prutos were commonly used in Yerushalayim. Uch shiavo sham, when he gets there, he hates sarach leprutos miyad, he needs the prutos right away. That's what's used there. That's the currency that's used. Liknos tzar chesuda, to buy food from the Maiser Sheni. Vimya rutu akol, eitzel, shulchani, lifrot. Now, if everyone runs, everyone brings only silver coins now. So no one brings nechoshes. So now they're all going to run to shulchani, to the money changer, lifrot, to exchange the silver for the copper, yokira prutas. Now there's a demand for the nechoshes. So now that nechoshes is going to go up in value. Vinimsa Maiser Sheni nifsa. So now you're going to lose out because you're going to pay a higher fee for the nechoshes because there's a high demand for it. So you're losing out some of the Maiser Sheni. The fikach yisu prutos imahin lotzi bimekta. So therefore they say, bring some prutos with you along the way so right away you could buy. So there's not so much of an immediate demand for the prutos and you won't lose some value. Uch sheyichlu, when you use all the nechoshes, the prutos, then yifur hakesef. Then you could exchange the kesef for biyada matma, slowly exchange it without having to raise the price of the nechoshes. Okay, so that's machlokes beis hillel v'shammai. What's the relevance to us? So it says the Gemara hashta le beis shammai legave prite mechalalin. So with regards to beis shammai, that he says you can be poret nechoshes onto sela legave dehava mibai. So look at Rashi. So Rashi says hashta le beis shammai d'minde katani mimelos maisha sheni. The fact that you have in the first case, they're prutos, nechoshes that have Maiser Sheni, that means initially you were able to put the peros of Maiser Sheni onto the prutos. So now if we're saying Beis Shammai allows you to mechal onto prutos, legavi dehava mibai, what about dehava? So certainly you should be able to be mechal onto gold, because we said before, we had two ideas. What is the determining factor? What's considered a currency? Is it about chashivus or is it about harifus? So, if it's chashivus, gold is more chashiv. It's about harifus, silver is more. But either way, nechoshes had less of each. It was less harif and it was less chashiv. So, gold has more reason to be a coin than prutos. So, if it could be mechal on prutos, certainly it should be mechal on gold. So, how could you suggest above that Beis Shammai thinks you cannot be mechal peros on dinarim? That's the dinaris of. That's the shaila. Gemara says, no. Shiny prite ba'asa desagim charifim. Now, prutas are different because we're talking about a situation where, in a place where prutas were commonly used because of the charifas. So pruta is more charif than zav, so that's why it's possible to be mechala onto prutos, but it's possible you cannot be mechala onto dinari zav.
Yeah, prutos are copper coins, is that
nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
We stop using the word nechoshes.
Prutas, yeah. Prutas is the name of the coin. The nechosh is the type of metal that's used. Yeah.
What's really the kasher? I mean, can't you just say any brisa that's going to say otherwise is beis hillel? It's only in beis shammai we saw.
No, this is beis shammai though. It says both of them. Both of them are talking about this.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Lishna achrina. Now the Gemara has a whole other take of this discussion. Amar Reb Yochanan says, Reish Lakish. Amar Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're going back to Machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel from yesterday about whether or not you can make this slum be Michal Slayim onto Dinari Zav. Beis Shammai says you can't. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to. So now, in the Machlokis, further, we have a new take on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chadamar, one of the holds, Machlokis Beis Slayim al Dinarim. The whole debate is about putting silver onto gold. The Beis Shammai Saver HaKesef, Kesef Rishon Lo Kesef Sheni. You could do it one time. You can only do one time from fruit to coins, but you can't do coins to coins. So once you've done the fruit onto the silver, you can't put on the gold. Nothing to do with silver-gold relationship. You're allowed to do mechal one time. But Basil Savriya Kesef Kesariba. Kesef means, and why Kesef? Why Ha Kesef? To come to include, you could do it multiple times. I feel Kesef Sheni. So again, the debate has nothing to do with gold versus silver. A completely different topic. Can you be mechal coins onto other coins by Maisa Sheni? When it comes to the initial fruit ma'aseh sheni being mechala onto gold, everybody agrees. Even Beis Shammai agrees you're allowed to mechala the kati keser rishon. That's the first exchange. The fruit onto any coin, whether it be gold, whether it be silver, whether it be nechoshes, that first time works. The whole debate again is coins onto a second set of coins. That's a machlokes. That's one approach to this machlokes. But Chad Amar, one of the others between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, say Amar Af. The peros al dinarim nami machlokas. There even exists the debate that initial chilo could you put fruit onto gold. Why? That debate is whether or not gold is a commodity or not. Beis Shammai holds that gold is peros, therefore you cannot be mechal peros onto peros. But Beis Hillel thinks that no, dinari zav is maos, and you can be mechal peros by shesheni onto maos. That's the second approach to this debate. So then the Gemara says, Ulman damar slayin al dinarim machlokas. The one who thinks that the debate is about silver onto gold, meaning are you allowed to mechal coins onto a second set of coins, that first approach we just said. So adem miflugi b'slam al dinarim. So from the once we're arguing about coins onto coins, liflug b'slam al slam. We don't care which coins. The whole debate was, can you mechal coins onto a second set of coins? Regardless of what type of coin you're using. So why does it choose a case of slam silver onto gold? Why not have a case that can you put silver onto silver? That's the same debate. The Gemara says as follows: If the debate was presented, can you redeem silver onto other coins of silver? I would have concluded that whole debate is about silver onto silver. But I would have concluded from this slayim al dinarim modilhu beis hillel beis shammai. Maybe beis hillel would agree you cannot be mechal, even though beis hillel allows you to do multiple chilos from coins to coins to coins. That might only be if they're the same type of coin. It may be silver onto gold. Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that it wouldn't work because maybe he holds that the dahava lagave kispa, gold relative to silver, would be considered peri. And you can't put coins onto fruit, have v'lo mechalin, it wouldn't work. Kamash Milan, that Beis Hillel thinks gold is considered mos, even relative to silver. You can be mechal two times. So again, two things we get from this. Number one, Beis Hillel says you can do multiple chilos. Number two is, you could go from silver to gold because gold is still considered mouse, even with respect to silver. Okay. Tashma, another Raya the Gemara talks about. Haparit tzela shel maiser sheni b'yushalayim. Now when a person, he brings his silver coin from his farm, has a bunch of large silver coins, now he wants to redeem it for the nechoshes, the pruto, so he could start using it in Yushalayim. So Beis Shammai omrim b'chol ha'tzela Maos, and Beis Hillel Omrim, B'shekel Kesef, B'shekel Maos. What's this debate here? So Rashi says, Beis Shammai Omrim, this is around 10 lines up from the bottom, in Bala Hachlif, Kol HaShlam, if he wants to redeem all them, B'yado, Maos, Yachlif, he could do all them. He could bring all the silver coins and redeem them for Nechoshes. But Beis Hillel Omrim, says Rashi, Lo Yachlif El Chetzin, only do half at a time, Shem Lo Yisha V'ir, Ad Shiyotzi Es Kulam. because he might not be in the city until he uses all them. V'yafkid be'ir ad regel acher, and he's going to leave. So what's going to happen is he had a big produce this year. So he has hundreds of dollars of fruit, and he brought all the money down. Now the guy's there for a couple of days. He's not going to be able to use all the money. He did so well this year. So he'll leave them with some guy in Yerushalayim. So next time I come for the next regel, I'll use the leftover money. Now the concern is, says Rashi, if you have all prutos, the copper, prutos, misapshus, they go bad. They don't stay as well as silver does. V'myachzir v'yachlifam b'slayim nimtza shulchani mishtakish tei pamim v'maisha shenivsat. So now what happens is, you redeem all the silver. So I got hundreds and hundreds of prutos now. I don't use all of it. So I know if I leave all the prutas with the guy for the next Zman, it's going to go bad. So I'm going to go redeem again to the Shulchani and get a silver coin. Now I'm paying a double fee for him. So my Shasheni is going to lose out. So for that reason, it says do a little bit at a time according to Beis Hillel. That's the Machlokas. Okay. Now bring it back to us now. So the Gemara says, Hashta Kespa Lagavi Prita Mechalin. So silver, with respect to prutos, you're allowed to be Mechalel. We don't have a limitation. You are allowed to do mechala multiple times. We don't say only the rishon. No, we say as many times as you want. So then, if kesef legabe pruto is mechalin on legabe dava the chashiv minei mi amrinan kesef rishon kesef velo kesef sheni. So now to say gold, which is more chashiv, so certainly we wouldn't say it's limited to only one time, not two times. Meaning, once you're holding, you're allowed to mechala multiple times. And if you allow from Nechoshes to Kesef, so certainly you would allow from Nechoshes and Slime onto gold, because gold is more Chashiv. So why then could we suggest above that Shammai does not allow you to be Mechalel Sela onto Zahav? Zahav is more Chashiv. Of course you should be able to do this. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Yushalayim Kimosif, so you're asking a question from the Yushalayim. Shiny Yushalayim. This case is referring to Yushalayim. Yushalayim is different. Why? The pasuk says, "V'nasata b'kesef b'chol asher tava nafshecha b'bakar uvitzon." And therefore, what? What are you saying here?
As much as you want.
Right, you do as much as you want. Right. So the din is in Yerushalayim, since b'chol asher tava nafshecha, whatever you want, there's no limit how many times you can be mechalel. The whole discussion above, where he didn't allow you to do it on the gold, that's outside of Yerushalayim. You can only do it with the kesef harishon. The first one you could do it, but not kesef hasheni. Right? The pasuk of v'nasata kesef, that's referring to tarta kesef, you can only do it one time, not two times, that's chutzlar. It's rather chutzli Yerushalayim. But the next pasuk in Yerushalayim, where it says b'chol asher tava, and you want, you can do it as many times as you want. That's what he says? Okay.
Even onto gold?
Even onto gold, exactly.
And you can be marviach then.
What do you mean?
Because he meant switching.
No, but then he loses out. You can't do it multiple times. That's a concern, at least at Beis Hillel. If you do it so many times back and forth, even though in theory you're allowed to, there's a concern of hefsed ma'aser sheni because you pay this fee each time you exchange it. But this, according to this man, the Amar, it's not an issue of gold versus silver. It's an issue, are you allowed to do it multiple times or not be able to do it multiple times? So earlier, Beis Shammai says you cannot do it multiple times, and that was outside your shlaim, you can't do it. But in your shlaim, you're allowed to do it multiple times. That's why he allows you silver and gold and silver and copper and so on. Okay. Next thing the Gemara says, Tashma, haparei tzela mimalos ma'aser sheni, a person who takes this silver from ma'aser sheni, that he's trying to do what? He's trying to put the nechoshes onto a silver coin. And he's right now outside Yerushalayim. He wants to schlep less money. So Beis Shammai omrim, b'chol ha'sela malos, as you said before, you could put all the nechoshes onto the sela. Beis Hillel omrim, b'shekel kesef, b'shekel malos. You have to do half and half. So why? What's the issue here? So we see from here, you're transferring coins to coins. So didn't we just say above that you can't transfer coins to coins outside Yerushalayim according to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says outside Yerushalayim only one time, but this is a clear Mishnah referring to outside Yerushalayim, and he allows you to be Parei Tzela. You can transfer Nechoshes onto silver. So clearly that's not the discussion. Beis Shammai allows you to do it multiple times, even Chutzal Yerushalayim. So what's Machlokas? Elot Chuli Alma, Kesef Riba, Afilu Kesef Shenis. Everybody agrees you can be Mechalel multiple times on different coins. So Ella, Iyitmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Ahach Iyitmar. If you want to have a machlokas about them, this is the following machlokas. Chadamar, machlokas b'slaim, al dinarm. One of them holds, the whole debate is, can you put silver onto gold? And everyone agrees you're allowed to do coins onto coins, but which coins can you do? So one thing is, you cannot put silver onto gold. Why not? The Beis Shammai Savri, Gazrin, he's concerned, if you do this, Shema Yisha Al Yosav Dizamninam Dilo Mali Zuze Bidinar Velo Masik. Says Rashi in the top of Mem Hema Beis, Shema Yisha Al Yosav Ad Yaspik Liosla Slim Meiser Ad Shagil Dime Dinar Zav Bishana Shnia Shimchor Meiser Shana Bahaba. So what's going to on, go on here is he wants to find the right amount of coin. So he has a gold. Gold is much more valuable. So he has a big gold coin, so he's going to redeem some of the silver on the gold. But there's still more. Let's say he has a $50 gold coin and he has $30 of silver. So he transfers that all to the gold coin. But he still has $20 worth of the gold coin to fill in. So he says, no, let me wait till next year to have more Meiser Sheni so I can redeem the rest of the Meiser Sheni to have the full package of this gold coin. That's what he wants to wait for. So we're concerned that he might delay the bringing of the Meiser Sheni if he uses gold coins. Because to fill up a gold coin, you need a lot of Meiser Sheni for that. Beisilo Savri Logazir, there's no concern, Shem Ali Yosef, lest he wait. Dechilo Malu, Nami Bidinari, Asik Masiklu. So even if it doesn't finish up, he'll still take it up. He's not going to hold back. He'll still go up. I mean, let's say he only has $30 of silver and he can't transfer into the $50 gold coin. He'll say, okay, forget it. I won't transfer to the gold coin. I'll just bring the $30 of silver up. I won't wait. That's the debate here. Okay. Now, about the Peros Al Dinarim, but when it comes to fruit onto gold, Divya Kol Mechalin, everyone agrees you're allowed to Mechal fruit onto gold coin. Why? Dechavin Dimirkavi, since the fruit will go bad if you don't redeem them, Lo Mashilu, no one's going to delay. So again, Beishamai's concern of using gold is since gold is so valuable, he might not be able to transfer all the money at one time and might do the Meiser Sheni over the course of a couple of years. There's no urgency for him. But if he has fruit that need to go on the gold, he says, wait a second, if I wait, my fruit are going to go bad. He's willing to redeem the fruit onto the gold coin, even though the gold coin doesn't necessarily amount to the full gold. So that's one understanding of the Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Chad Amar, the other opinion of Reish Lakish Yochanan Hold, Amar Filu Beperos Al Dinarim Nami Machlokes. No, they even argue whether you can redeem fruit onto gold. Why? So Bishama, so that's the Machlokes. That so even then, yeah.
This is very strange, because according to the Mandamer that they're arguing, even by Peros al Dinarim, I would have thought that the reason they're arguing is because one opinion holds that Zav is a Pera and the other one holds Kesef.
Right. So they're not right now, this is not part of the calculation. This is a concern of the Gezerah.
Right, but Rashi says it's about the Gezerah.
Right.
I don't understand why he has to say that. Well, according to the Sad that they're arguing even by Peros al Dinarim, why didn't you just say that they're arguing about?
I guess he wanted to keep the machlokes is the same topic.
This is the first time we're seeing now that the whole machlokes has nothing to do with Zav about pay.
Agreed.
About
pay. Agreed.
Yeah, even in the last one, we said it. The second sheet that held
it. Yeah. Inachanami, yeah. Could be others to argue, but you're right. This one, we're completely ignoring that question of peros versus tiva. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Lahach lishna, the one who holds that the amris deraisa Mishrei Shari, that really on a deraisa level, you're allowed to do what? Deraisa level, you're allowed to be mechalel onto gold. The Rabbanan who the Gazibe, they made a gzeira. Hainu de katani yase velo yase. We look back to the Misha as it's presented in Memdal on the Beis. It says, Beis Shammai says, lo yase adam slayim, Beis Hillel says matirim. So that lashon of yase velo yase makes sense if you think it's only a gzeira. Says Rashi, why? Look at Rashi, four lines from the top. Hainu de katani lo yase. Lo katani lashon chil. It doesn't say lo mechalim. It says lo yase. Why didn't it say lo mechalim? The kasavar yesh chil. The chil works. You can't say lo mechalim. The chil works. About chamim hechmir alav. They said lo yase. Don't do this, even though it really works. That would make sense if the whole thing is a gzera, like we just presented this. Alahach lishon the amrisim medivaisa pligi. If you hold that the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is whether it even works of chil or not, so mechalim lo mechalim ibayle. It shouldn't say lo yase. Beis Shammai should say lo mechalim. The chil doesn't work in the first place. Kasha. So therefore, to Kasha, it seems that the machlokes is this gzeira. It's an isser derabanan.
And I guess that answers why now Rashi learned that the other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ignore that part.
The whole lishna is going. It's right.
Okay. Mar now says, how are we doing with time?
30.
Okay. Itmar Rav v'Levi chadamar matbei nasa chalipin v'chadamar ein matbei nasa chalipin. So when it comes to chalipin, the way chalipin works is that you pick up one thing and that triggers an acquisition of transfer of ownership. So can use a coin to lift it up. We usually a pen or we use a yarmulke of something. So can a coin? So machlok is whether matbeya works or not. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, my time, demand Amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin, why wouldn't it work? Mishum de daite yatsirasa vitsirasa avida de batle. Because the guy who's picking up the coin, his das is on the tsura, which is the face on top of the bill in the coin. And eventually the king and the government's going to passel such a coin. It's not going to be lasting forever. So therefore, it's not a good hefta that will be everlasting and doesn't work. Now, the part of the discussion also, you need a kli. When you look at Rashi, it talks about this kli here. Rashi says, "Ein konan el b'kli." The nalo, because the pasuk says nalo with regards to rus. So nalo, you need a hefta, a kli of some sort. So, one second, I'm sorry. Okay, fine. So Gemara says now, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, "Hazav kones hakesef." If I give you gold, so you pull the gold, you do mashiach on the gold, now you're required to pay me back the money. So we see here, my lab bechalipin. So we see that even though we were talking about a gold coin, when you lift up the gold coin, the matbeah, the chalipin takes effect, and I owe you the money now. Shmamina matbeah nasa chalipin, that it does create a chalipin. Or I says, lo bedamim, no, there's two different types of kinyanim, there are many types. The two we're talking about here, we're not talking about chalipin, we're talking about bekinyan damim, where you pulled it, the taris mashicha, now I'm chayv to pay back the damim. That's not about chalipin, that's a transfer of money for object. Chalipin is where you do a gesture, you pick it up, and that symbolizes a transfer of ownership, but that's not a switching of items. So you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. So then Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case, if when I pull the zav, that makes me pay, I owe money now, ihachi, hazav konis hakesef, it should be mechai mi bailei. Hazav konis hakesef means when I pick up the zav, it sounds like you now acquire the silver. That's not the case. It should be, I mechai, I have to pay the silver. Now that I've pulled the metalton, I owe you money. It should say mechayiv. It doesn't say mechayiv. So it sounds like it's not talking about kinyan damim, it's talking about chalipin. Gemara says, you're right, in a chanami. Tani, it should say, hazav mechayiv. That they're giving taking the gold is mechayiv me to pay back because of damim. Nothing to do with chalipin. And hachanami mistaver, it's also very logical to say, because mekadakasani sefer, the sefer says, hakesav eino konis hazav. So the silver doesn't, is not mechayiv with gold, why not? Now, I amris bishma, it makes sense if you assume bedamim. If you understand the whole discussion about damim, money for payroll, so then that's the difference. Because gold is considered the commodity, and the kesef is considered the money. Coins, damim, is not kona object. So that distinction makes sense if it's all about damim. But if you're going to suggest that our mishnah is talking about chalipin, tevayu liknaya hadade. It both should work. If I give you gold, if you pick up gold, if I pick up silver, we don't care what type of coin. If you hold matbeah chalipin, it should work either way. So el must be that our mishnah is talking about a case of kinyan damim, nothing to do with chalipin. Vod, another raya, Tanya, the price teaches us hakesef eino konis hazav. If you take the silver, it does not require me to pay the gold in. Okay, so how does that work? Machalo esim v'chamisha dinarim shal kesef bedinei zahav. I'm willing to sell you 25 silver coins in return for gold. Even though I pulled the silver, it doesn't work. The acquisition isn't final until you've pulled the zav because the gold is the payros. Now why? If you say that this discussion is about kinyan damim, an object for money, that's why it doesn't work because you need to do a kinyan, you need to do mishicha on the payros. Mishicha doesn't work on damim. That would make a lot of sense. If you're saying this discussion is about chalipin, nikne, it should work. Whether I'm pulling the gold or the silver, it should work with chalipin. So elamai must be bedamim. Okay. So then the Gemara says, fine. If it's talking about damim, ihachi emasef, ratio. Look at the ratio. Hazav konis hakesef. If you pull the gold now, I have to pay back the silver. Why? Kesad machalo dinar shazav besim mechamisha dinarim. I'm willing to sell you a one gold coin for 25 dinarim shakesef for silver coins. Once I pull the gold, I'm kona when I pull the gold, I owe you, you get the silver no matter where the silver is. So this is very shit. What's b'chol makom mean? So if you say bishma b'chalipin, if you say chalipin, I do this little pick up the gold, and now you acquire the silver wherever it is. For chalipin to work, you don't have to be wherever the kesef is, you chalipin works, here it is, and you are owed the money wherever that kesef might be found. That's b'chol makom. Chol makom is a language used by chalipin. Aliyam is b'damim. If you say you're referring to kinyan damim, so hai nikna b'kesef, b'chol makom shehu, nischayv gavrim b'aylei. It's not acquisition of money. There's no chefza. The person has to pay money wherever the silver is. There's no particular kesef you're referring to. He owes you money. It's kinyan damim.
It's not be'ain. There's nothing be'ain, right? With the damim as opposed to chalipin, there's something be'ain.
Exactly. You're transferring objects, And kinyan dam is when I pull the gold, you owe me money, wherever the money is. There's no object, there's no particular kesef that you owe me. It's just some money, however you get the money to me, you owe me. It's not about a b'chol makom, there's no chefza. As a gavra, you owe me $25. So that lashon, b'chol makom, sounds like a transfer of a chefza, which is a transfer of chalipin, as opposed to kinyan dam, which is a requirement on the gavra. So Gemara says, Amar Vashi, liolim b'damim. No, this b'raisa, even this ratio, the b'raisa is referring to kinyan damim. Umay b'chol makom, what is b'chol makom? Mim, shehu, kemo shehu, kedamar lei, the way he said, what does that mean? Whatever he, whatever he said to you, what did he say to you? If he said, I will give you from a new wallet, I'm going to give you a nice pouch with a very nice envelope with the money. He can't give an old envelope to pay the money back. Even though it might be better, it might be a better arnaki, but it's old, he has to keep to his word. My time, what's the reason? The one that you have is what I want. The one that you have. So in this case, normally kinyan bedamim, as a gavra, I owe you money. But this was a particular case where I said, that particular money that's in that safe, that's in that bank, that's the money I'm giving to you. So that's the b'chol makom referring to here. There can be a kinyan bedamim where you can create a situation where there is a transfer of that chefza, of that particular money. Okay. We'll stop here.